Eddie was nodding approval. He hadn't told John that last. The old guy had come up with it on his own.
"We're the three toothless musketeers, the old farts of the apocalypse, and we're supposed to keep those two outfits from getting what they want by fair means or foul. Dirty tricks most definitely allowed," John grinned. "I never been to Harvard Business School."
Harvard Business School.
"But I guess I can kick a fella in the crotch as well as anyone."
"Good," Roland said. He started to get up. "I think it's time we..."
Eddie raised a hand to stop him. Yes, he wanted to get to Susanna and Jake, couldn't wait to sweep his darling into his arms and cover her face with kisses. It seemed years since he had last seen her on the East Road in Caliburn Sturgis. Yet he couldn't leave it at this as easily as Roland, who had spent his life being obeyed and had come to take the death allegiance of complete strangers as a matter of course. What Eddie saw on the other side of Dick Beckhart's table wasn't another tool but an independent Yankee who was tough-minded and smart as a whip, but really too old for what they were asking. And speaking of too old, what about Aaron Deepnow, the chemotherapy kid?
"My friend wants to get moving, and so do I," Eddie said. "We've got miles to go yet."
"I know that. It's on your face, son, like a scar."
Eddie was fascinated by the idea of duty and car as something that left a mark, something that might look like decoration to one eye and disfigurement to another. Outside, thunder cracked and lightning flashed.
"But why would you do this?" Eddie asked. "I have to know that. Why would you take all this on for two men you just met?"
John thought it over. He touched the cross he wore now and would wear until his death in the year of 1989, the cross given to Roland by an old woman in a forgotten town.